Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Civil defense law firm reaffirms commitment to serving clients in Southern California with newly signed lease in LA area. Bihar Gibbs Savage Paulson LLP has reaffirmed its commitment to serving clients in Southern California by signing a new lease in the LA area. The law firm, known for its innovative and client-focused approach to civil defense litigation, has secured a two-floor, 35,754-square-foot office space at 1WTC in Long Beach. With offices in various locations across California, the firm continues to evolve and deliver positive outcomes for its clients. JLL represented Bihar Gibbs Savage Paulson LLP in the lease, highlighting the ongoing growth and investment in the legal sector in Southern California. The firm's move to Long Beach reflects its strategic positioning to attract talent and facilitate commerce in the region. Q&A with Charles Goodwin, VP of Bridge and DSCR Lending at Kiavi, on the rental market, insurance considerations, and what's driving demand. Charles Goodwin, VP of Bridge and DSCR Lending at Kiavi, discusses the current state of the rental market, highlighting the bifurcated nature with different performance based on region and rental type. Investors should focus on markets with strong demand and minimal construction, such as the Midwest. Goodwin emphasizes the importance of insurance coverage for investors, including property, liability, and loss of rent coverage. Foreclosures are not expected to increase significantly in the short term, so investors should build direct relationships with sellers. When considering out-of-state investments, job growth and market fundamentals are key factors to evaluate. Local knowledge is crucial to navigating regulatory differences and market nuances. The BRRR strategy remains effective with the right financing, offering potential for strong cash-on-cash returns. In the current environment, investors should stick to the fundamentals, be prepared with financing and insurance, and focus on building strategic relationships with sellers.
Atlanta Property Group expands industrial portfolio with Charlotte, North Carolina acquisition. Atlanta Property Group, a leading Atlanta real estate investment firm, has acquired 5416 Wyoming Ave, an 80,000-square-foot distribution building in Charlotte, North Carolina. This purchase adds to APG's industrial portfolio and demonstrates their commitment to investing in key distribution assets in the Southeast. Located in the Westinghouse industrial submarket, the building offers high-quality features, including clear heights, a truck court, dock-high doors, HVAC, and heavy power. Fully leased, this acquisition aligns with APG's strategy of acquiring well-located industrial properties in growing markets. With plans to invest $150 million in distribution properties by 2025, APG continues to be a major player in the industrial market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.